U.S. markets closed lower last week, marked by worries about AI spend and concerns that AI could create more competition for software companies and hurt their margins. However, Friday did see a rebound in the tech space, with the likes of Nvidia up nearly 8% and TSMC up 5.5%. Despite positive earnings reports, Amazon fell after it spooked investors with heavy capex plans of $200 billion for this year. While the rise in capex is not a surprise, the magnitude of spend is surprising the market. On the economic side, US jobs data was postponed after a partial government shutdown and will be released this week. Other labor data showed a continued cooling in the labor market with lower job openings and fewer jobs added in the private sector. It was also a busy week for central banks, with both the Bank of England and the European Central Bank holding rates unchanged, while the Reserve Bank of Australia hiked rates by 25 basis points. Looking at the week ahead, it will be a busy week of earnings and economic data. In the US, we have retail sales on Tuesday, as well as the delayed jobs report on Wednesday and delayed inflation on Friday. In Europe and the UK, GDP data will be released, and in China, inflation and loan data is rescheduled for this week. In Japan this morning, we saw a landslide win by the Liberal Democratic Party, pushing the Nikkei up nearly 5%, as this win increases the chances of delivering fiscal stimulus measures. Turning to South Africa, the ABSA PMI recorded a notable improvement in January. While it remains in contraction, the business activity index improved into expansion. New sales orders also improved on the back of stronger domestic demand, despite continued weakness in export sales. Looking ahead, President Ramaphosa will deliver the State of the Nation address on Thursday, where he is expected to outline strategies to stimulate economic growth, advance key sector reforms, and address pressing challenges. On the earnings front, results from Anheuser and British American Tobacco are due on Thursday, with Emira reporting on Friday. That's it for now. Have a great week.